Welcome to the Community Christian Church Aurora podcast. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at 78 South LaSalle Street, downtown Aurora. For more information, go to our website at communitychristian.org/Aurora.
How are you this morning? Good? Are you good? Yes? Okay. Who likes fall here, the fall season? Raise your hand if you like fall season. I like it. And one of the reasons why I like it, look at this. Look at this beautiful apple. It's beautiful, right? It's red and it's amazing. And there's so many, many things that you can do with an apple. You can do apple cider, apple sauce, apple pie, apple jacks. But the pinnacle of apple products is that beauty right there. Apple cider donut. And then every fall we say, you know, this fall I'm not going to eat as many of them. Right? Have you ever said that? And then all of a sudden you find yourself eating a lot of those things. I mean, apples are amazing. And this is the time of the year where you see them in their splendor. They're beautiful. But as you probably know, you cannot just grow apples anywhere. You cannot just grow apples anywhere. I mean, an orange tree cannot give you an apple, right? And then you want to get technical. I mean, the apple is just the fruit, the product of something. And it's actually a product of a branch that is connected to a tree, right? When I get technical, an apple is just a fruit, a product of a branch that is connected to a tree. Now the branch gets its nutrients and everything from the tree, so it better be a good tree. And when we put these elements together, you know, a branch connected to a tree that is planted into a good soil, and it gets its nutrients and everything, then we have this beauty here. Now, I know we don't need to be farmers to kind of like understand this. It's kind of like obvious, right? But do you know that our lives can be sometimes like that as well? You're like, what? Yeah. Just think about it. What we are connected to determines the kind of fruit that we give. What we are connected to determines the kind of fruit that we can produce. So let me ask you this question today. I'm going to put it here. Anyone wants an apple? Jim? Actually, I have three more here. So at the end of the service, you can grab an apple if you want one. But let me ask you this question. What am I connected to? Have you asked that question to yourself? What am I connected to? Or better yet, who am I connected to? Because who we are connected to will determine the kind of fruit is produced in our lives. And so we're in the week 3 of our series. It changes everything. And we'll be talking about this invitation that Jesus is making to all of us, the invitation that Jesus extends to all of us. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says this. He says, the time has come, he said, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. And what Jesus is saying is the kingdom of God has come near. So what he's saying is the heaven is breaking through to this earth. And there's a kind of life that we get to experience here, that it's a life that is full of purpose, meaning. It's a life that is full of love that we get to experience here. And then last week, we talked about the invitation that Jesus extends to all of us. And he says, come, follow me. Come, follow me. And it's basically an invitation to become his apprentice, to become an apprentice of Jesus. You and I are invited not just to believe, because a lot of people believe, not just to learn, but to actually follow him, to actually go after him, to the things that he wants us to learn. And last week, we challenged everyone to say yes. We said, would you say yes to this invitation? And actually, we got to celebrate last week 4 baptisms. 4 amazing baptisms. These are some of the pictures of last week of the people that decided to get baptized. Aren't you happy because of that? And so if you haven't responded to Jesus to say yes to his invitation, I want to encourage you today to say yes to that invitation. Many of us are not experiencing the kind of life that God has for us, because we have settled for something less. But this is the invitation that Jesus is giving us. We get to experience it right now if we're able and willing to follow him. And now, over the next 3 weeks, we're going to answer the question, so what now? Now I decided to follow Jesus. I said yes to his invitation, so what now? What are some of the next steps? What do I do? What do I do next? And Dallas Wheeler, who is a writing, it's a writer, says something that is really interesting. He says something very simple. He says, if I am to be someone's apprentice, there is one absolutely essential condition. I must be with that person. Simply put, if I want to experience the kind of life that Jesus wants for me, I gotta be able and willing to spend time with Jesus, to spend time with him. And to understand what this means, let's go back a little bit to what he said to his disciples. Remember, Jesus has been on this earth and he has been with his disciples for 3 years. And these disciples are with him all the time. They eat with him. They go places with him. They see Jesus perform miracles everywhere that he goes. They are with him. And then all of a sudden, Jesus tells them, you know, my time here on this earth is about to end. I'm going to go. I'm going to ascend to heaven. And I'm going to go. Just imagine for a minute what they're thinking, what they're going through. I mean, the fear and the worry that they're experiencing. Like, what do you mean, Jesus, that you're leaving us? You're going to go? And then Jesus invites them and he makes this declaration and he tells them, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And Jesus is saying, I am your source. I am the source of life. I am the one that is going to provide whatever you need to give the fruit that it's in within you. You have to stay connected with me. Because remember, who we are connected to will determine what kind of fruit is produced in our lives. And Jesus is the one our soul needs. Jesus is the one who provides everything that we need in order for us to give the fruit that we want to give. If you're a parent, maybe you have experienced this. Have your toddler ever say something in public that they heard in private? Has that ever happened to you? No? Jackie's like, yeah. Yeah, well, why does that happen? Because they spend so much time with you and they hear things that the only natural expression, the only natural consequence of that is for them to repeat and say the things that they've heard in private, and so they say it in public. And that's exactly the same thing that happens when we become apprentices of Jesus. What we learn when we are with him, what we learn when we spend time with him, then those are the things that we're going to be able to speak. So those are the things that we're going to be able to express to other people. And we will learn to love how Jesus loves. We were going to learn to live the way that Jesus lives. Staying connected to Jesus. This is how we to experience this kind of life. But the question is, how does that look like in 2018? Because the disciples were with him, and so they were able to experience all of these things. So what does that look like for me right now in 2019? I mean, sometimes I wish that I could invite Jesus to Starbucks and have one-on-one with him and invite him some apple cider or something, I don't know, something like that. But, you know, the plan that Jesus had for us is even better. The plan that Jesus has for us is even better. And if we go a little bit back, remember, Jesus is saying goodbye. Jesus is saying, I'm going to leave. And he takes a few chapters to communicate this with his disciples. So in John chapter 14, before he even says, you have to remain in me, Jesus says this. And he says, I will ask the Father to send you another helper, the Spirit of truth, who will remain constantly with you. The world does not recognize the Spirit of truth because it does not know the Spirit and is unable to receive him. But you do know the Spirit because he lives with you and he will dwell in you. This is something amazing. I mean, the Father and Jesus promised that the Father would send the Holy Spirit that will remain constantly with his apprentices. So before Jesus even tells them, you have to remain in me, Jesus gives us the answer. Jesus, the way by which we can get to be together with him, it is through the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we're not too familiar with the Holy Spirit, right? Because we pray to the Father and we say, Father God, that you're in heaven. And sometimes we close the prayer and say, in Jesus' name. But most often we don't speak about the Holy Spirit. And so I want to say a few things about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is one of the three persons of what we call the Trinity. And basically the Holy Spirit is God's presence living, dwelling in each and every one of us. And the Spirit has always been. We have seen that the Spirit was part of creation. And when creation was taking place, the Bible says that the Spirit was hovering over the waters. And then we see all through the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit coming upon certain people to do certain tasks. And then in the New Testament, in the Gospels, we see the Holy Spirit empowering Jesus to do the work that he had to do. And then before Jesus ascended to heaven, the last thing that he tells his disciples is, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon your life, and then you will be my witnesses. And then the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the power to do and to become followers of Jesus. The way that you and I live with Jesus is through the Holy Spirit. It's the way that we remain constantly with him, his apprentices, forever through his Holy Spirit who lives in us. Listen to how the Apostle Paul described this. And he says, and because you are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. So I just want to say something. If you're a Christ follower, if you have made a confession of faith, if you have said yes to Jesus, the Spirit of God is living in you. The Spirit of God is living inside of you. The Spirit of God is with you. The presence of God is with us. And through the Holy Spirit, we are to stay connected with God. We are to stay connected with Jesus. So how do we learn to be connected with Jesus? I'm going to just share two suggestions with you. Number one, be present. Be present. Our primary goal as Christ followers is to be aware of God's presence in everything that we are and everything that we do. We stay connected with the Holy Spirit. This is what a guy named Brother Lawrence decided to do. And Brother Lawrence, what he decided to do, he went to a monastery. And when he was in the monastery, he was not a monk, he was not a clergyman, he was actually someone who was cooking and washing dishes. And while he was there, something amazing happened because people started to notice something. And what they started to notice is that Brother Lawrence never, never, never complained. Never. Never complained. And all of a sudden, the people that were coming to visit the monastery, instead of going to visit the monks and the clergymen, they were interested to talk with Brother Lawrence. Something had happened in his life, and Brother Lawrence said that he became a master of what he called practicing the presence of God. He decided early that he would learn to do all of his tasks, with an awareness of God, that God was with him. So he said, I would cook my meals with God. I will wash dishes with God. I would scrub floors with God. In his own words, he says, the time of business does not with me differ from the time of prayer. And in the noise of and clutter of my kitchen, while several persons are at the same time calling for different things, I possess God in as great tranquility as if I were upon my knees before the Blessed Sacrament. The question that I want to ask, and the question that I've been dealing with this week is, am I aware of God's presence in everything that I do? How are we paying attention to God's presence in everything that we do? In our homes, in our jobs, when we're driving in the crazy traffic of Chicago, right? Or when we're commuting on the metro, or whatever that we're doing, whatever we're struggling with, are we aware of God's presence always being with us? A person that was impacted by Brother Lawrence was a Christian missionary. His name was Frank LeBuck. And And he said that he started to be aware of God's presence. 1 second of every minute. That's what he said. And listen to what he said. Only 4 weeks in, he reported, I feel simply carry along each hour, doing my part in a plan which is far beyond myself. This sense of cooperation with God in little things is what so astonishes me. For I've never had felt it this way before. I need something and turn around to find it waiting for me. I must work to be sure, but there is God working along with me. Learning to be aware of God's presence everywhere I am. At home with Jesus, at work with Jesus, in the car, at the gym, at the grocery store with Jesus. Apprentices learn to be presence to Jesus' presence. So how do we start by to do this? Choose to be there. You know, set apart a few minutes of your day. It can be 10 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the morning, before you go out to work, before you get the kids ready for school, before you do anything. Set apart 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and decide that you're going to spend time with God. And before you go to sleep, before you go to rest, just say, God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you because your presence was with me. Thank you because even I didn't realize that you were there. I know that you were there. I know that you were with me. And in the meanwhile, during the day, this is what the apostle meant to tell us when he says, pray continually. Through his Holy Spirit, we are connected with God. So the first suggestion is to be present. And the second is to be intentional. Let's be intentional. Author William Paulson writes, it is unlikely that we will deepen our relationship with God in a casual and haphazard manner. There will be a need for some intentional commitment and some reorganization in our own lives. So here's the thing. Every day we are bombarded with so many things, right? We have to take care of the kids. We got to go to work. We got to do the laundry. We got to pay bills. We got to do so many things. So we are bombarded with so many things every single day. And many of those things can be a distraction, that can pull us away from Jesus. This is the reality. Jesus never leaves us. He's always by our side. He's always there waiting for us to take a time so that we can to spend together with him. And this is what being an apprentice of Jesus actually is. It's not about what we say, like just bordering a boundary, crossing a boundary and saying, I'm in. It's actually taking the time to get closer and closer and closer and closer to God in our lives and everything that we do to help us continually draw closer to him. And there are certain practices that we get to do, that we get to experience, like prayer, reading, reflecting on scripture, gathering, celebration, fasting, journaling, and so on. And all of these practices are not the end in themselves, but those things help us point towards Jesus, to get closer and closer to Jesus. If we're honest, and my guess is that we'll struggle to find time to spend with Jesus. Can we be honest for a minute and say, hey, I struggle with this. I struggle with reading scripture. I struggle with praying. I struggle with all of these things. But that's actually what growing as an apprentice of Jesus will take and will require. It will actually require some reorganization in our lives to say, hey, I want to spend time with God. I want to be aware of God's presence in everything that we're doing. So how can we make changes in our lives so that we get to experience the kind of life that Jesus wants to have us? As an apprentice of Jesus, we need to figure out, you know, the core spiritual practices that will help us stay connected with Jesus. Remember, who we are connected to will determine the kind of fruit that is produced in our lives. Listen to this. If I am to be someone's apprentice, there is one absolutely essential condition. I must be with that person. You know, Dallas Wheeler was the author of that quote. And we've been quoting this author for some time. He was a professor of philosophy, and he wrote a lot about spiritual formation, about spiritual disciplines. But in the late summer of 2012, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And he was dying. I mean, my wife told me yesterday that if you get pancreatic cancer, there's no cure. You're like, you're sentenced to die. And Dallas was reflecting on the intimacy that he shared with Christ. And he said to a friend, this is amazing. When I die, he said, I wonder if it will take me a while to notice. I mean, his connection with God was so close. And I think that's the kind of connection that God wants to have with each and every one of us. What it means to live a life with Jesus. What is the eternal kind of life that Jesus wants us to experience? And understand this. I'm not saying all of these things to make you feel guilty because you spend time with God. That's not the purpose at all. It's the opposite. It's because God wants us so much. He wants to have a relationship with each and every one of us. That He wants us to make intentional commitments, intentional changes in our lives so that we have to experience that. So we're going to practice it right now. How about that? In your seats, there's a paper right there. If you don't have one, please raise your hand. We have plenty of those things. Grab a pen as well. And we're gonna be reading week 3 of day 1. You have it, right? And it's based very basic. What is the big idea? An apprentice of Jesus chooses to be with Jesus. And let's read the passage. What does it say? As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? We're going to take a time just to meditate on this word. The reflection that is at the bottom, on a daily basis, how much do you desire to be with God? What would it look like for you to simply be with Jesus today? Now I want to invite you just to pray to God. Whatever is in your heart. Maybe you're here today and you are going through very difficult situations and you are wondering and asking, God, where are you? I just want to reassure you that He is right there with you. Maybe you have gone through difficult situations in your life and you have wondered and asked, like, God, where were you? God, where were you when I needed you? Where were you when that thing was happening to me? Where were you when I was going through this difficult situation? And I just want to say to you and reassure you that God was there with you. And through His Holy Spirit, today His presence is evident in our lives. So we don't usually do this, but I want to invite you to raise your hands. And just say, God, make your presence so evident in my life that I have no doubt that you are with me. God, make your presence so evident in each and every one of us that we may always know that you are with us. Holy Spirit, work in us. Work through us. In the name of Jesus, we pray.